Corporate boards are undergoing some big changes these days, driven by a sweeping reform law passed by Congress and by pressure from the financial markets. Corporate boards are becoming more assertive, demanding, and independent of top management, NPR's David Mulpus reports.
Few experts have been warning longer about the potential consequences of weak corporate boards than Jay Lorsch, who co-authored a book on the subject a dozen years ago.
We argued that boards were supposed to be potentates under the law, but were acting somewhat more like pawns.
Lorsch, a Harvard Business School professor, says over the last decade, progress usually came in inches.
Then, a year ago, came Enron. And the furor since then, I think, has accelerated the rate of change beyond anything I could have imagined.
Now, corporate watchdogs say a revolution is underway as executives and boards of directors rush to adopt stricter rules for themselves. As Lorsch says, being on a board these days is a scary proposition.
Most directors probably are asking themselves, which is a tough question to answer, is do I really know what's going on around here? Is there something hidden I can't see?
One strategy that's in vogue is to increase the number of independent directors who have real competence on financial matters. That means fewer board members who are employees of the company, fewer who have some consulting or other financial connection with the company, and fewer who have social or family ties to the CEO. Raymond Traub has 25 years' experience serving on boards and sometimes has been considered a thorn in the side to management. He is now chairman of the reconstituted Enron board. Speaking of independent members like himself, Traub says, "Some of us are dumber than management, some smarter, but all of us see ourselves in a new light after what he calls the catastrophes."
Board members always had the power to do things, but perhaps were a little lazy or lackadaisical in exercising. But now, I would say there's been an enormous shift in the balance of power from the CEO to the boards.
With lawmakers, government regulators, and investors breathing down their necks, some corporations are trying to get ahead of the curve on reform, including Cendant, a financial services conglomerate that owns giant hotel and real estate companies. Cendant went through its own accounting scandal 4 years ago. This month, Business Week magazine lauded Cendant for having one of the most improved boards in the country. At the board's direction, shareholders must now approve all stock option plans for top executives. Severance deals have been curtailed, and the financial books are getting much closer scrutiny. Robert Smith of New Hampshire says the audit committee, in the past, met only 3 or 4 times a year.
So far this year, we've met 8 times, and we have 3 more scheduled audit committee meetings.
Smith, the audit committee chairman, says he has the utmost respect for Cendant's CEO, Henry Silverman, and the information he provides. But Smith says board members probe a lot deeper than that.
If I want to talk to one of the division managers, I don't have to call Henry. I call the division manager directly. Or if I want to talk to the chief financial officer, I just pick up the phone and call him. It would be extremely hard for us to be baffled and buffaloed. Could it happen? I suppose it could, but is it likely to happen in Cendant? I doubt it.
Cendant and many other boards are also getting more training on how to spot red flags in corporate finance, so they'll have no excuse to claim they didn't understand what the numbers meant. Another company reinventing itself is Computer Associates, which was listed on Business Week's Worst Boards list 2 years ago. Now the magazine says it's among the most improved boards, especially because of the high-caliber additions among outside directors. Sanjay Kumar is the CEO of the $3 billion company.
There is no one out there today in the world of public companies who has the former chief accountant for the SEC running their audit committee. We do. There's no one out there who has the preeminent governance leader, Professor Lorsch, for example, on their board running their governance committee. We do. And I am convinced that we can become recognized as literally what I would consider the gold standard in corporate governance.
As part of its squeaky clean campaign, Computer Associates this year formalized its prohibition on repricing stock options, a practice some companies have used when stock prices tank. Repricing gives executives and other employees a big advantage over normal investors. Also, Computer Associates voluntarily lists stock options as expenses, one of the few technology companies to adopt this more transparent accounting procedure. In the past, CA came under criticism for awarding top execs massive pay packages. But the corporate board has changed that too. Again, CEO Sanjay Kumar.
My compensation for the last two fiscal years has been nothing but base salary. I have taken no incentive compensation. Last year voluntarily, the previous year because of performance.
Not all executives are so welcoming of the changes emboldened boards are bringing. As one governance watchdog puts it, the era of the dominant CEO died a very quick and painful death. Other observers are not so sure the fight is over. CEO compensation continues to go up, even though corporate performance is going down. Academics, board members, and executives are meeting privately this week at Harvard to thrash out that apparent incongruity. Don Hambrick, a business school professor at Penn State, says the relationship between boards and CEOs at most companies is bound to become more fractious.
It's going to be somewhat more of an arm's length relationship, more tough give and take. But this is the way all the rest of us in the world operate. All the rest of us have bosses. And CEOs in the future are going to have bosses who are not necessarily their bosom buddies or their golfing partners.
Reforms are taking hold, partly because of new laws. But analysts say mostly it's due to the pressure of market forces. If businesses are seen to be timid in taking action to prevent future scandals, investors will be quick to move their money elsewhere. David Malpas, NPR News.